Even considering they've had a holiday break in there, at least from school, Polo's had a fairly consistent amount of basketball games. A couple games at NCMC. They also had a makeup game last night with Putnam County. They'll finish up a conference back-to-back tonight against Gallatin. Then they go to the Osborne Tournament. It'll be next week. Jonathan Pickrell's coach of the Polo boys basketball team. Whether or not you're playing well or not, I don't know, going into that Christmas break, Coach, but, you know, you had lost a couple to Milan and then Maysville, and then had King City, a conference team, but in the other division, who had been out to a pretty good stretch. They've had a testing schedule, and they, at least from a competitive standpoint, have done, you know, reasonably well against that. So you figure to get, you know, a pretty good test at NCMC. You were certainly going to get a test defensively that was going to challenge how you were going to be able to handle the ball. And, frankly, you struggled at that at the outset of the game and had yourself some margin to make up. That being said, you did eventually make up that margin, and you forced King City to make some big shots down the stretch to get, you know, to really get out to what was a closer game than even what 7 points would indicate.
At no point in time did I feel like it was a seven-point game outside of the first quarter. Like you mentioned, we struggled against their press early on, and it wasn't necessarily up front. It was more so once we got to half court to break the press, we'd have a numbers advantage, and then we wouldn't execute. We'd throw a bad pass, or instead of making a pass and getting it back for a give and go and scoring, we'd dribble over to one of the defenders and allow one guy to defend two. And, I mean, we just made bad decisions in numbers advantage situations that you just can't make. So, really, we made a lot of mistakes and opportunities that – and it made us have a lot of opportunities that we missed out on. So, it's really a double-edged sword there. But, we fought back. We played really well. I felt like against King City, handled their press, and then set up offense, and we're getting good looks, and we're knocking them down. It was a defensive battle the whole way through. Both teams really struggled to score 2 days after Christmas. So pretty pleased with our effort overall. And like you said, King City's a consistent team, and that's been our battle all year. So it was nice for us to go out there and play against a really good team on the other side of the conference and just see how we compare.
Hey, next up was South Holt again at NCMC, and the way South Holt plays mirrors King City to an extent in the fact that, you know, they're a pressing team, or at least have been a pressing team this year, actually probably a little bit more length than what King City has, and then they have always been a team that feeds off momentum and look to transition. So if they get, you know, a ball deflection and they get going the other way, they generally like to at least try to finish those, which leads, you know, that would be conducive to getting some runs. I would say in a game that was 53-45, maybe Polo won the game of tempo there. I don't know. What was that game like?
Oh, I felt like we played really, really well. We were winning the game until the last 4 minutes. I mean, it really reminded me of some of the games we've had the last two, three seasons where talent-wise, we're probably not the more talented team, but effort-wise, we went out there and did the little small things correctly for a large part of the game. But then when crunch time came down, the more talented team got it together and ended up winning. We're still a pretty young team, but I felt overall that for 26 minutes, we were the better team. It just sucks that you look at the final score and it doesn't necessarily bring that up. But South Holt's a very good team. They've got five kids that can score the ball. They move the ball really well, and the ball doesn't just stop on one side of the floor. And they're pretty tough to defend, but I felt like overall we did a great job rebounding, keeping them limited to one-shot opportunities on possessions, and defensively, I was pretty proud of our effort.
Hey, next up was Putnam County last night, makeup game that was up at Unionville. You know, some things were in place where I could see where you wouldn't have necessarily played well, or at least had to deal with. Long road trip, It was a night that you probably didn't want to get out in the cold or anything like that. And, you know, whether those things should affect a basketball game is one thing. But, you know, you're looking the other way if you think that they don't. That all being said, though, the other thing that you had when you got there was a Putnam County team that if they play the way they want to play and they're high possession and, you know, they're looking to push and they're looking to have a high possession type of game. And if you play that way, you're going into their hands. And if they're better and you're taking a chance that you can beat them at their game, the score would indicate that might have happened, did it?
Well, the score's not really reflective of how the game really was played out. And I think Coach Tipton would probably agree with that statement. We were leading the ball game until the last possession of the third quarter. And we handled their press significantly better than what we have the entire season against any team. We handled the press really well and were converting layups on the other side. So we were getting great looks on offense. Got Hayden Wythe in trouble early in the first half, and he was struggling to score. We ran really a box and one on him, or we just played man-to-man and just didn't help off of him. And so I think he was getting frustrated. But they had two other players step up, Quint especially. I think he had probably 25 points, something close to that, where he just knocked down shots where our focus was shutting down Hindwith and not letting him get going. A couple of those other guys stepped up, and they were hitting. So you kind of mentioned the long road trip, and really it was a little bit worse than that. We were supposed to have school, ended up not having school yesterday for a snow day, and then had to make that trek up there. So a lot of the kids slept in a little bit longer than what they probably usually would, and just routines were off, especially for a traveling that kind of distance. But overall, a matter of 3 minutes where we just could not take care of the ball against their press in the fourth quarter is what doomed us, and they probably got 20 points just in a matter of 3 minutes. So I think our young guys kind of were frustrated at the end of the game because a lot of times it was not stepping back to pass and maybe getting fouled and shooting free throws or just trying to force the ball into a gap with two defenders there and then picking off and converting easy layups. So right now we've just got to get back to the basics and what we were doing correctly last night because we looked like a really good team. But we got to make sure we can maintain that for four quarters of play.
All right, well, you got Gallatin that's going to be tonight. And, you know, really then, if Putnam County for the balance of the game was a game in which you played pretty well, you did for, you know, once you got into the game with King City, you did well. It sounded like that was kind of the game. It sounded like you deserved as much to win as much as what South Holt did. So while you may have struggled with some consistency, even though it doesn't show it in a win-loss record, it sounds like you might be becoming a little more consistent.
Yeah, and I think that's happening because of our defense. I think our defensive effort's been very consistent all season. And right now our young guys are starting to gain confidence in what they can do against the zone. And just experience-wise, we're gaining experience each game. Seeing a press or seeing different presses or just different defenses and how we can approach things, our experience is getting better each game. We are going to return four starters next year, and then we've got one senior. So, I mean, each game we're getting better, and we're going to benefit for the next season and the season after just from the kids that we're putting in there right now.
And that is Jonathan Pickrell. He's head basketball coach of Polo.